What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful Select Q&A show. It is March 8th, 2024. A reminder, over on our Discord channel, exclusive to Fightful Select members, we have an Ask SRS thread over there as well. Let's go ahead and get into this. Parker says, what's Jack Perry's status with AEW? Is asking for a release, a work? No, he is under contract to AEW. There just hasn't been real heavy consideration into bringing him back into the fold. Who would be a good first opponent for Cody if he wins the title at Mania? So if he wins the title at Mania, I would imagine that he is probably headed towards SmackDown for a while. I think Randy Orton, maybe a little more, whether it be heel or babyface, I just think it would generate some interest there in that sense. But I think that's the one that makes an awful lot of sense, unless they want to save that for SummerSlam or something like that. If not him, then I think that AJ Styles might work. I do feel like the AJ Styles, Randy Orton, LA Knight element of challenging for the title, I mean, is a little old right now on the SmackDown brand. They definitely do need to freshen some things up, which I'm sure will happen. But I think that Randy is one that makes sense for SummerSlam for sure because of their history. Rob says, hey, Sean, in your opinion, do you think Mercedes Moné will get a major push from day one? Well, it depends on what you mean by that. As far as being presented in important things, yes. I don't know if she's even cleared yet. I don't think that people are underestimating it now, but I tried to highlight this a couple months ago, just how bad that injury was. There were some people I saw that said she was being dramatic. She was not being dramatic. When I was asking about, could she be here? Could she be at Wrestle Kingdom? Could she be at Battle in the Valley? Could she be at the Rumble? I was told, no, she's not cleared. It was a severe injury. I think it required two surgeries. It was really, really bad. And it took an awful lot for her to come back from it. So, I don't know if she's even cleared yet, but she will be, obviously involved in major things. Any plans for NXT to hit the road for TV? Nope, none. Any timetable for Bo Dallas to return? I've not heard of one. And just to make it clear again, the little viral channels on YouTube, not associated with him. Are Carmella or Bliss coming back to help Bayley at Mania? I haven't heard anything about that. Is Rollins expected to wrestle before Mania? Yeah, he is. He's supposed to be at this weekend's house shows. He is cleared now. Not just as far as, okay, we'll take it easy on him. They got him back in the fold. Do AEW wrestlers get a cut of pay-per-views? Well, if it's a per their agreement, then yes, they would. But most of them, and this goes for people all across wrestling, have all-inclusive deals now, to which it includes certain merch checks or the Saudi dates, etc. There are an awful lot of all-inclusive deals in wrestling these days. We have a bunch of people asking about backstage reactions to Kevin Kelly's firing, to what happened, all that. So here we go. We'll go ahead and break this down. Ian Riccaboni was recruited and offered the AEW Collision job and passed on it. This was last year, and he cited being able to spend time with his family, especially weekends with his family, as something very, very important to him, and he actually recommended Kevin Kelly for the job. Now, there was a few months ago when Ian Riccaboni was in a Discord, I believe it was the Voices of Wrestling Discord, and he cited some shots that Kevin Kelly had taken at him in the past, and I don't know if, to what degree of anonymity Ian may have believed that he had in there, but he believed that Kevin Kelly had taken some shots at him in previous years and said that, he appreciates some of the things that Kevin Kelly's done for him, etc., but probably would not have recommended him for the job, or at least would have reconsidered if he knew that he was going to be promoting a movie called The Sound of Freedom, which was an incredibly successful movie that a lot of people drew parallels to QAnon conspiracies from. Kevin Kelly had spoken about his of the film and the like, and this past week, accused Ian Riccoboni of libeling him on Discord, and it was very public about it. And from what I understood, by this the middle of this week, they had decided to move on from Kevin Kelly as a result. Now, there are a lot of people in AEW that have worked with Kevin Kelly or known him. I shouldn't say worked with Kevin Kelly for like 25 years, that have known Kevin Kelly for like 25 years and got along with him and the like. But there were some initial concerns when Kevin Kelly joined that maybe the work wasn't on par with what they had expected. And that was initially early on. I want to say that. I don't know if those same people ever felt like he had acclimated or anything like that. But, you know, we're going to work to find out a little bit more on that. But, yeah, he is gone from the company. Don't know what his next move would be there. Tony Schiavone and Nigel McGuinness are the team now. I haven't heard of anybody imminently using Kevin Kelly or anything like that. New Japan seems very happy with Walker Stewart and Chris Charlton calling the access stuff. And ROH is no longer in the fold. I mean, TNA's got Tom Hannifin, who's very, very good. And I can't imagine WWE bringing Kevin Kelly back. Although, you know, anything could happen. I mean, he did formerly work for MLW as well, so there's a connection there. Stephen Bradley says, given how much AEW are offering free agents, do you think it's unlikely WWE land any more big ones this year? I don't know what other big ones there are this year, to be honest with you. WWE will continue to land free agents. I mean, Sean Spears left AEW and joined WWE. Jade Cargill jumped ship. WWE's probably going to retain all their major names, I would imagine. I can't imagine them leaving. WWE's white hot right now, man. But they did miss out on a few. They did have some talks with Ospreay and Mercedes. They say that they haven't had talks with Okada, but I can tell you that Okada did reach out to WWE talent, like weighing the options and stuff like that. But yeah, AEW is paying an awful lot, and they've got better schedules than WWE. WWE's got the hotter product right now and can still offer an incredible amount of money. It's healthy competition. Dalton Bailey says, do you know when the Arthur Ashe Forbidden Door rumored show will be in June? I think late June is the last of what I heard. Thomas says, hi, SRS. Is Dynasty a sign of AEW moving to the monthly pay-per-view schedule? Tony seems to like the 10 a year target there. SRS, why doesn't AEW have a brand split? Think it would help more talent get on TV? I feel like the House of Black is very underutilized along with other talent. Thoughts? Well, it's a very, very soft one. They have talent that are specifically targeted for Collision, and House of Black are among them. They had a brand split discussed, scheduled, planned, and CM Punk didn't work out. And for them, I think that they probably feel like with tickets not moving as well as they are, that doing a brand split might limit ticket sales even further. And that's just my hunch. It's not necessarily something I heard from them. But it makes an awful lot of sense. Now, if Punk were there, I think that they would be able to dictate that a little bit more. But even when Punk was there, those ticket sales weren't strong, man. I was at that Lexington show. It wasn't good. Any talk about adding John Cena to WrestleMania? Yeah, things have been pitched and discussed. I don't know between whom it's been pitched, but John Cena hasn't exactly been quiet about this. And I keep saying, man, I think that he and R-Truth winning the tag titles is the way to go. Any update on The Rock working more dates outside of Mania? Yes, there has been, and I should have an update on that probably this weekend because I'm working on a lot of stuff Rock-related. I dropped a story today that he had a lot of input on the Hall of Fame, including Leah Maivia, who is supposed to be inducted or supposed to be announced. But, yeah. Christopher Cummins says, I don't think my question has been answered the last four times. Fifth time is the charm. Do you think they're saving Britt and Jamie for Mercedes to come in? No, I don't think for that specifically, no. But I mean, I know at least one of them isn't specifically, and for Jamie, it's just like, I don't know when she's going to be cleared, when she's going to be good to go. They do have an idea of who they're going to have in a feud with Mercedes right out of the bat, though. Was the decision to fire Kenny Omega from the Elite made before or after he was diagnosed with diverticulitis? After. He was diagnosed, and it became clear that there was no real timetable for his return, and they decided to kick him out in absence. Is there a reason why wrestler contracts aren't publicized like the ones from other sports leagues? So, oh man, I'm very passionate about this. Super, super passionate about it. Many reasons. One, most sports leagues have players' associations, unions, and the like. So they can use that and collectively bargain with, for, against these contracts and the like. And also, they negotiate in a percentage of, you know, revenue based on any number of things. Wrestling does not have that. Now, I'm not going to say that contracts were never discussed or anything like that before Fightful Select, but if you're a longtime dirt sheet or insider reader, you will notice that since 2018, especially, contract talk in pro wrestling has exploded. It's become a big thing for Fightful Select specifically to report on. It's something that we specialize in, that we're very proud of, but not just for the reason of Fightful Select existing, obviously. There have been an awful lot of options. Back when 2019 rolled around, New Japan, ROH, AEW, WWE, and Impact were all fire, and MLW. And you've had some come, some go, some stick around. You've had very, very little, you know, addition there. But you've got a lot more, you've got more of the wrestlers that understand the power of putting their contract news out there or disclosing it. And I know that you don't necessarily mean that. You mean like years and amounts. I almost never report amounts unless the talent or the agent tell me and they want it out there. There are some elements of it that, like the Charlotte one, I reported that's one of the biggest deals in women's wrestling history. I from what I heard, maybe she didn't like that information being out there, but I can tell you that people that repped her were like, man, that makes you look great. And I thought it did too, but a lot of wrestlers don't want to deal with the jealousy and the politics associated with what they make. I mean, I had one wrestler that outright said, please do not put out the amount that I make, because it was an insane amount. And not an insane amount. I shouldn't say an insane amount. It was an appropriate amount, but it was an amount that they worked hard to deserve and earn and understood that there would be some jealousy around them for it. Bilal says that the Revolution Scrum, TK says he has big plans for the Atlanta, Boston, and Toronto Dynamites. I know what happened in Atlanta, I know what's happening in Boston, but any idea what's happening in Toronto, or is it just Cope Cage 3? I think it's Cope Cage 3. Yeah, I think it's Cope Cage 3. Scott Siegel says, does Barry Bloom represent anyone in WWE? Him personally, specifically, I don't think so, but among his network of agents, yes, absolutely, numerous. With the sheer number of ACL injuries happening with women in the NXT, is there any concern among talent about the PC training methods? No, and women are more susceptible to ACL injuries. Nick O'Shea says, when you picked the Bad Baby theme as your music for the match with Shaza, was it because of the song having the word baby face, and you were obviously the face in the match? Thank you for all that you do. So, I picked that theme for one reason, and that's because I wanted the most obnoxious theme and, like, singer or musician possible. And I unironically enjoy the song. Like, I think that she's actually not bad. But Bad Baby is the girl that is famous from Dr. Phil, the Catch Me Outside. How about that? But I heard that song once and I was like, okay, it's got like tornado sirens at the start of it. And then she's got a very defined voice and it is very obnoxious. Plus Tory Lanez is obnoxious. He's a piece of shit. But that isn't why I wanted it. I wanted it because of her and because it was a very heelish theme in that sense. But yeah, it was a good time, and I think I'm using that. It was between that or something maybe Kentucky inspired, because I'm very proud of where I live. Any updates on Hader or MJF? Hader, no. MJF is still under an AEW deal. What I expect personally is for him to come back with like maybe a little bit of an altered presentation, music, stuff like that. He knows when he needs to switch things up. Any AEW reaction to Mercedes' comment about eventually going back to WWE? I think we all believe that. Just wondering if the timing is weird because she's about to debut for AEW. I thought that people made a whole lot out of this and it was just real dumb. Real dumb. Oh my God, a woman who is signed for years says, yeah, eventually I'd love to end up back where I made my name. What? Who cares, man? Who cares? I mean, she looks at that place fondly and maybe wants to go back there one day. Sure. I've not heard anybody raise any complaints whatsoever outside of the World Wide Web. I mean, the things that people make into issues online are just not reflected by the things and the concerns that are usually brought up to me. Alex said, hearing any more WWE Hall of Fame rumored honorees beyond those already announced. Yeah, Leah Maivia is one that I just heard today. Billy says, yesterday there was a short clip from a Minnesota House meeting that was spreading throughout Twitter. Yeah, from Rob Wilkins. Rob Wilkins of Fightful did an incredible job. He's been following that. And he says, that was talking about an event they hope to soon be able to talk about. Have you heard any indication that Minneapolis will be getting Mania 41 since your earlier reports? They sure as shit hope so. They've been banking on it. They've been hoping for it, but they haven't been able to officially announce it yet. They're hoping that they can within the next month. Any idea why they changed the AEW date in Winnipeg from April 10th to May 1st? I mean, I can tell you that based on some of the conversations that I had, that a lot of those dates got announced before they necessarily even wanted them to. However, they wanted to change some of them as Koshay Erbe came in and was sort of adjusting things to his preference. Stan says, thoughts on if Rollins goes heel and turns on Cody? I don't think that's going to happen at all. What happened with Ortiz and Santana? Seemed like they were a strong tag team that may have broken up over personal disputes. Well, that's exactly what happened. I've talked to Santana a bit, and I mean, I know that not only that, Santana had issues with Eddie Kingston, and Santana was very particular about wanting to talk to Tony about the creative that was planned for him, and he's been eyeing an exit from AEW for a long time, like almost like 2 years. But unfortunately, that injury slowed him down. He came back. Wasn't a lot booked for him, or I should say, wasn't a lot agreed to in that sense. But they had personal issues, and Santana did not want to team with Ortiz anymore, to the best of my knowledge. Erwin Guevara says, aside from Sting's last water bottle, what's your favorite piece of sports memorabilia you own? I don't know if I have that many. Like, I did collect at least a lot of figures, especially during the pandemic. I don't have as much space for them now. Whenever we expand or we buy a new house or something like that, we will. But I've kept some things from when I fought or grappled or wrestled or any of those things, like mouth guards and medals and $5 that somebody handed me at GCW. One of the only, like, pieces of memorabilia that I've really kept, a thumbtack hit me in the face from the Kenny Omega Sammy Callahan match, and I just picked it up and put it in my pocket, and I put it in my little background. There was an angle on a really crap level indie I did where somebody used one of my trophies, one of my kickboxing trophies, and broke it over me, and I kept it too because I thought, like, I was like, man, that's pretty cool to be able to keep, so I want that. A couple of the belts that I was booked to win. One of them ended up being gifted to me. The other one just stopped running shows. Not a piece of sports memorabilia, but Cher Delaware bought me the bat thing in my background. It's in the background of my Common Bingles W videos, as well as some of my podcasts now. But it is a scaled, framed Paul Brown Paycor Stadium replica. It's so cool. Such a thoughtful gift. She's very thoughtful with gifts as well. She got me this like almost scrapbook of Cincinnati Bengals history. It was just phenomenal. And my cousin, who is more like a brother to me, got me for Christmas a WrestleMania 17 like original framed like mini poster. Very, very nice. A memorabilia room or something is like that is something I would love to have like way into the future. But right now, man, it took me long enough to get into this house in Lexington. So, yeah. Any word on this year's Owen Hart Cup for AEW? It's still planned as best I know. Is Emi Sakura still with AEW? Yes, in an official capacity. Where has Heath been with TNA? He is a free agent now. Is Zion Quinn a part of the SmackDown roster or is it back to the Shadow Realm? Shadow Realm, to the best of my knowledge, he's still listed as a free agent internally. Chris says, with the monetary value of Okada's deal being leaked, what, if anything, do you think this means for the contract negotiations across the other side of the fence in WWE? So I say this. So even though it's public, like wrestlers end up knowing about this. I have wrestlers that will ask me what other wrestlers are making all the time, weekly. Constantly, that's a topic of conversation because they want to leverage and they want to be able to negotiate. And so, I mean, that's, I don't know if it'll affect that much. It might put a little pressure out there, but I don't think that it's going to change that much, really. Thoughts on the Bianca hate? I mean, the Bianca hate that I saw yesterday was just pure racism. And I've got no room for that. There's no excuse for it. There should be no tolerance for it. Bianca Belair is a phenomenal performer and a great person. So absolutely zero patience for anything like that. And if you support racism of any kind, shape, or form, then I do not want your $5. I don't want your support. I don't want anything to do with you. Same goes for anything of the ilk as well. Like I don't want $5 from bad people. Somebody says, after losing out to Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes to AEW, any word on if WWE plans on changing their approach to retaining or signing high-profile free agents in response? And this conjured up a bit of a discussion in which I am just looking at and like, I can't believe this conversation is happening. Because the way that some people cope with shit, whether somebody re-signs with WWE or they sign with AEW, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. Somebody says, did they lose out though? Or never make an offer to the first two? Yes, there was a monetary number given to Will Ospreay. I know that to be the case. The person says, discourse has been odd and it seems like WWE is never a real option. WWE claims they didn't talk to Okada, but Okada was certainly talking to talent about WWE as if it was a possibility. And then somebody says, they didn't lose out. They weren't going to overpay for them. That's losing out on somebody. What are you talking about? Yes, that is losing out on somebody. You can chop it up any way you want. You can say AEW overpaid. You can say WWE weren't going to overpay. The bottom line is WWE was not going to pay the same amount as AEW was. Therefore, WWE lost out on the possibility of getting them. Guess what? WWE is still white hot. Guess what? WWE still has Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes and Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley and all these huge stars. I don't know why there has to be like this odd coping method. It's unfortunate that everybody doesn't work together and, you know, we ain't all singing Kumbaya and shit. But you know what? The Bengals lost out on keeping Jesse Bates last year. I am a big Bengals fan. The Bengals lost out on keeping Jesse Bates because they would not pay the price necessary to keep him. And as things turned out, had they kept Jesse Bates, there's a chance they would have made the playoffs even with a backup quarterback. They needed him. They missed out on him. They wouldn't pay for him. The Atlanta Falcons got him. Doesn't hurt me to admit that. I really encourage you guys, stop coping. Tank says, do you care about the things said about you from Vince Russo? Here's what I'll say about Vince Russo. I said a lot of it on Francine's show. Vince Russo is a user, and he will use anybody for a buck. And the very moment that Jeff Lane is no longer useful to him, he will use him as well. And I told Jeff Lane that myself. How do I know? Because I have seen it and I have experienced it. I have witnessed him act like an absolute bully to people that he feels like he can make a buck off of, make fun of their appearances, act like a hypocrite. He will say, oh, they've got no experience in the business, when almost everybody he targets has been booked in the business more in the last 10 years than he has. He will say, we don't care about what wrestlers say. Then he has a bunch of wrestlers on his show. He will claim that myself, Denise, whoever are irrelevant, then rely on our content for clicks because he has no other sense of community, because he appeals to lowest common denominator bullshit, and most of those people will not invest financially or their time. Then, after claiming we're irrelevant, he will beg several of the people that he targets to be on his show. And what I've learned is that he's just not a good guy. He does not care who he affects, what he says, as long as he can make his next buck. Then he will compare what he does to credentialed media reviewing WWE and AEW programs. I did my best to make the best of when I did have to work with him, and I did my job and did what I was supposed to, and I did it really, really well, better than anybody else has done it dealing with that weirdo. But the reality of the situation is Vince Russo relies on people like Sean Ross Sapp, Denise Salcedo, and anybody else because he never has interesting shit happen to him anymore. I used to think there was an honest, successful type of show or program in Vince Russo, but Vince Russo is exactly what he appears to be on the surface. There is nothing deeper there. And for a guy that claims that everybody else is a mark, I have seen that guy get worked so many times, especially by yours truly. Now, what I just did was provide Vince Russo content for his next show. Mark my words, Vince Russo will use this because he ain't got any other interesting shit that ever happens to him. Who do you have winning the IC gauntlet? Sami Zayn, I think, is the best option. Is this the latest in the year that SummerSlam has been announced since they've moved to large stadiums? I believe so. Any news about Rossi's promotion and who might follow him? I don't know individually, but I know that several people are planning on it. The Blind Dragon Paladin theorizing. Maybe the Young Bucks are making their cadence sound like Triple H, and they say, am I right in assuming this? If so, who is Nick supposed to be portraying? So I don't necessarily know if it's directly from Triple H. I'm sure it's inspired by, because their thing has been like that they're inspired by all kinds of bosses. I'm going to ask about that. Johnny says, thoughts on CVV and giving Disco Inferno a platform. I personally like CVV, but struggling morally after the Velveteen Dream interview and the douche that is Disco Inferno. So here is really all I will say about this. So I have an issue, like if somebody is convicted of something, I don't need to hear their side of things. I don't need to hear their side. If they're not and they want to share their side, sure, have at it, whatever. I've seen the Barbara Walters of the world and shit like that do that all the time. Disco says some really stupid shit. And platforms some really stupid people. And I think that Chris platforming Disco, Hogan, Flair, Velveteen, Riddle back to back to back to back to back over the course of like 5 or 6 months definitely sat poorly with some people. I know Chris to be a very nice guy. I mean, a kind-hearted guy. I once said suspiciously nice. Like, that's how nice this guy is. I think he's doing interviews that he believes people want to see, and out of convenience as well. I'm sure that one was in LA or Vegas, and Disco's from Vegas. My issue with Disco personally is that he platformed a known bigot for a long time. And gosh, I hate that I'm giving so much time to Disco or Russo on this show. I got along with Disco before that. And then I would see some of the things that he said, and it was like some borderline transphobic stuff. And I was like, well, not cool with that. And I'm not cool with anybody that says that. But he platformed Billy Batty for a long time, knowing that Billy Batty, one, was a bigot, two, that Billy lied to their audience. And to me, I feel that is very irresponsible because of whatever reason he had to not kick him off before he did. He allowed him to go on there and spew bullshit and make up things and steal news and be a bigot and rant on and yada, yada, yada. I got no experience with Conan, no feelings about him one way or the other. But once upon a time, I got along with Disco just fine. At least in a personal and professional sense, same as Vince Russo. But these people, as soon as they feel like they can make a dollar off of being a dickhead to you, they will take that because they're carnies. And then they'll say things like, well, we had him on there because none of the other dirt sheet guys want to come on here. Well, yeah, because you were a fucking dickhead, bro. We got 40 shows at Fightful. I don't need to be on one that gets significantly less viewership than ours after they've been a jerk to us. No thanks. And listen, there are people associated with that show that I like. I think the world of Joe Feeney. I think he's fucking awesome. I think that he's very underrated as a podcaster. He's a great producer. Seems like a really good dude in all my experiences with him. Nothing but wonderful things to say about him. Works his ass off. I know that. Works his fucking ass off. And anybody would be lucky to be doing work with him. But yeah, it is disheartening because, you know, I got along fine with those people. But unfortunately, they showed themselves to be exactly what the public perception was in Russo and Disco. Chris, on the other hand, Chris, I think, is just trying to get content that is intriguing and interesting to his audience. I don't think that he looked at Disco and said, oh, here's a big moneymaker. But yeah, it ain't for everybody, for sure. And wrestling media isn't for everybody, and there are different approaches to it all. There are certain, like, I do think there are elements of where people deserve a second chance. But listen, if you've been convicted of something aberrant like that, I'm definitely not going to have you on to hear your side of the story type of thing. And that's why I passed on the Velveteen Dream interview. I did pass Chris a lot of notes for that because I think if anybody was the right person to do that, I thought that he would have probably been the best approach for it. Any idea when Juice Robinson might be returning? He was healing up last time I talked to him. And I know he was working with an insane amount of pain last year, like during that tag match. And this is something that he could not put off anymore. But no timetable yet. Do you think AEW hires someone like Veda Scott to replace Kevin Kelly, or do you think they fill the role internally? I haven't heard of any, by the way, there's a follow-up question. I haven't heard of anybody making an offer to Veda. She talked about that in our interview recently, but I think they should. I think that having a female voice in commentary would be great. Christopher says, hey, Sean, thought it was classy of WWE to acknowledge Sting on Raw. Is it a sign that the ice between the two companies might start to melt? I think it's a wonderful start. I don't know if it's a sign, but I think it's a nice start, and I hope that it is the start of them being amicable. You can do business and be in competition, but you don't have to like just be brutal to each other. Be respectful. Sean, thanks for everything you do. I know it's 6 months away. If you were guessing, what would you say would be the top matches of this year's All In? I think Will Ospreay versus Swerve. I think that Mercedes and Saraya, because Mercedes has some history with Saraya, I think that would be a good one. If Kenny Omega can come back, he versus Okada. I think Zack Knight will be in a big match, or at least a decent size match, like a TNT title match, something like that. MJF and Adam Cole, probably again. Does Kenny Omega stay in contact with the Bucks with programming plans, discussions while he's away with illness? Yeah. Evan says, any recent thrift shop scores? Okay, so while I was in Greensboro, they had like Thrift Fest or some shit here in Lexington. And I mean, it's not necessarily thrift stores I go to. I go to vintage stores. It was Vintage Fest. That's what it was. And my wife picked me up a Garfield spray painting Kentucky sweatshirt. Oh my God, I love old sweatshirts, man. Jordan says, do you have any knowledge on who is going to induct Paul Heyman? Seems like Todd Gordon is the obvious choice if he's still alive. Well, I never say 100% no to anything. I will say 100% no. Todd Gordon will not be inducting Paul Heyman. Absolutely not. They are not on good terms whatsoever. And I don't think WWE would want to induct or have Todd Gordon around in light of, you know, just a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff. Do you know what the disagreement between AEW and Serena Deeb was? It was about timing of matches and believing that time was shaved from them. And they went and showed her some timestamps and stuff like that. And we're like backed up their case there. And everything's fine now. She and Tony are great from what I understand. Why does WWE NXT not announce when a superstar gets injured unless it's part of a storyline? For example, Nikita Lyons' injury or Wendy Chu's extended absence. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they would like to respect the privacy of it, or they're evaluating to see how things will go, or they just want to just keep it kind of close to the vest. It's a varying thing. Do you know why Lesnar is still listed as a current superstar on WWE's website? I don't, but I do think he's effectively done in the company. I don't think they'll bring him back now. I would be surprised. RJ Kelly says, with 157 comments, no way you see this, but here goes. Yeah, I do. I see them all, my friend. I just answer the ones I have answers to. Is Jack Perry still under contract to AEW? Yes. Hat Rad Raddy Pipper says, did you purchase any merch at Revolution? How are you feeling after Revolution? Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome physically. Honestly, had my best workout since before my match. But I didn't get any merch. I wanted to get merch. I wanted to get at least two or three Sting shirts just to have personally. And I didn't get one. And I'm a little bummed about that. But you know what? It's unfortunate. Have you ever heard of a wrestling company using bots or paid influencers to astroturf social media? Yeah, Sportskeeda does it all the time. Absolutely. Yeah, I see. There's several media companies that I know that have done it. They'll just buy pages. They'll pay off people to share their stuff. Hey, whatever they want to do, man. Whatever makes them happy. I prefer to go the organic route. You were quick to dismiss SummerSlam at Soldier Field in Chicago when asked, but why is that? Because I think that they're going to stick to, you know, I think if it goes well with Brown Stadium, they may consider it. Will Bryan Danielson hold a title in AEW? Not if he has anything to say about it. BBQ Dad mentions Cody saying that his theme song had to come with him. Says, is this requirement of his something that goes into the actual contract? I think it's a trust thing there, but I can definitely find out the answer to that. Will Jack Perry bring the House of Torture to Forbidden Door? Oh my God, probably. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Where's Jade Cargill? Just preparing to finally make her debut and wherever it is that they're going to have her land. Yeah. Does Drew McIntyre run his own Twitter, or does the Fed manage it for him? Drew McIntyre runs his own Twitter. Drew McIntyre absolutely runs his own Twitter. Regarding the Sammy situation, how hammered home are the protocols with concussions in the ring? Well, I know that since the Moxley Phoenix situation, it has been hammered home more. But it's not a thing where they just repeatedly say, hey, over and over, let's do this, because they expect these people to be adults and know and recognize and respect that. With Bray's dad being inducted this year, do you think he'll go into the Hall of Fame? I do. I honestly think that he should be a headliner, though, and I think Heyman's the headliner this year. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. Went 40 minutes on today's Q&A show. But reminder, we do have the Q&A form over on Discord as well. Might be doing something special for Mania Week, as that week is going to be insane. I mean, I want to do a show that week because obviously it's Mania Week, but maybe I'll do something different the week after. I don't know. Or maybe I'll just say, fuck it, and we will do things as scheduled because I like to give you guys everything you pay for. But evaluating all options. Thank you, guys. We're out.